Hello, and welcome back to our second episode of Sophia Neisman's Top Hits. Hope you didn't have to wait too long for this episode, even though it's literally been a month. Sorry if you hear the fan in the background, but it is terrible. Terribly hot in here.
Ridiculously hot, considering it's the middle of October.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, we just shut off the AC when it gets too cold. But it's like cold for a day. Now we're just dying.
Yeah. Like a heat stroke.
Well, today's episode is top five antidepressants.
Oh.
Number one, Lexapro.
Anyway.
We're doing our top five musical artists currently. I'm putting a big emphasis on mine of how I think their future will turn out. And kind of just how they're going to go. Sophia, would you like to start with your number five?
My number five is Weathen. So my list is going to be a little different from Eastman's because I have a very eclectic music taste.
She's quirky.
No, not quirky. I would never, ever describe myself as quirky. But it's, like, just different from, I guess, mainstream.
A normal person.
Yeah, like, most people's music. But I don't want to say it like that.
I'm not like other girls.
I'm different. So, Weathen, they're more, like, electro, kind of, like, EDM stuff. Big fan of their music. They're coming out with some other stuff recently. They put out a song, I want to say 2 weeks ago. It was really good. I think they just posted they have more stuff coming. I've been listening to them for a couple years, on and off, but they've been in my radar lately. Yeah.
I have no clue who this is.
I'll play you some of their music later. It's sure. Good.
It'll sound like I'm having a stroke.
Yeah, probably. No, because it's not even like that. It's not like 100 gags or like whatever. It's more like pop music with like a little bit of like electro in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, my number five, someone who has been absolutely killing it lately, trending on TikTok for her performance, Doja Cat.
My queen.
Love Doja Cat. I'm not a huge fan of hers, but she is incredible. I think her future is just gonna take off from here. She has been killing it.
Oh, for sure. For years.
Yeah. She, like, you go back and you look at how much stuff Doja Cat has made that we know. It's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
And, you know, she had the song with Lil Nas X on his new album.
Of course.
That's great. Kiss Me More is just incredible. That's now like one of the new gay anthems, so it's
just, is it?
With the whole thing.
Oh,
with the hand
oh
flip.
Yeah, I should probably know that.
So Doja Cat is popping off and I think she is incredible.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you on that, honestly. I don't listen to a lot of Doja, but the stuff that like gets, you know, played, like popular stuff. Big fan. Kiss Me More. Banger. Now it's going to be stuck in my head.
Kiss Me More.
Yeah, basically. But yeah, definitely has a very, very bright future there.
Yeah.
She's already on a roll. I don't see it stopping.
No, not anytime soon.
Okay, so my number four is Still Woozy. No, you definitely know them. Definitely. I can't think of right now their songs. I'm gonna look. Awesome. Literally love them so much. They just put out their debut album, I wanna say.
I don't think I've ever heard of any of them.
I'm already totally have. That's Life you've definitely heard on TikTok. That's Life, but would it change now? Not singing anymore.
I don't know. Anyway, don't play it because
I'm
I don't
not going
think we're
to.
Allowed to.
No, I'm just looking at their songs. It's somebody I've been listening to for the last year or so. Despite you not knowing them, a lot of people do, and they're picking up traction because stuff is going on TikTok and social media. The
Can
first
we just
album just
also
came out.
Mention how 98% of the artists we're going to, maybe not my list, so many artists we're going to say would have zero traction if it wasn't for TikTok.
Oh, it's insane how much traction that.
Maybe not zero. That's an exaggeration. Less. But like, so much.
Doja definitely less. Still Uzi definitely less. Like, it's.
The rest of my list definitely less. Besides number three.
All right. I'll give you that one. But yeah, still Woozy. Highly recommend. On their way up is my guess. I think they're gonna go up. Not in the same way Doja will.
Yeah.
But in their own
genre
space. I guess. You know, like D-list celebrities. Like there's it's like they're like a B or C list.
Okay.
I guess I would say.
Just like my grade in Hirsch's class.
Yo, don't get me started on that right now. Don't even.
So.
Yeah.
My number four, someone who's also been killing it, getting a lot of more traction from TikTok, knew about him a long time ago from TikTok, just dropped his, I believe, debut album, Baby Keem. I love Baby Keem.
Have to say, I don't know a single song.
I promise you, you do. You know the TikTok audio, like, you ever been punched in your mother effing face?
Oh, yeah. People are using that for,
That's Baby Keem's like, new album.
Pro-choice TikToks.
Yeah. That's Baby Keem and Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, word. Kendrick.
He made a song, Orange Soda, which I first knew about from TikTok a while ago.
Think of the Sprite Soda one.
No, that is Lil Yachty. Baby Keem's new album, it is going off right now. He had Kendrick on two songs, I think, and that's just incredible.
That's like, pretty awesome. As a debut album?
Yeah. Here, let me... I should have my Spotify pulled up already. Let me go to Baby Keem on here and try to see if I could figure out some more
punched in the
facts
about him. Effing face?
What you say? Oh, you have it. All right. Wait. Such a good song.
I don't know. I don't know the rest of it.
Right here, Baby Keem. 16 million monthly listeners.
Wow. And I've never...
Oh. I am lying. He has two albums from 2018 and 2019.
Heard.
But this new album is like the really... famous one.
Yeah, I was gonna say I didn't know anything. Like, I didn't know that he existed, but I definitely heard people talking about the album when it, like, first came out, like, the first couple days.
Yeah.
Because Kendrick was on it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big rap person, honestly, which kind of screws me over.
Yeah, but it happens.
It's a YOLO.
So, yeah, I think Baby Keem is great. This first album, well, third album, is finally getting the recognition it deserves. And I think with the likes of Kendrick on there, he's only going to go up from here.
Oh, yeah. All right. My number three, you've got to know by now, especially if you're on TikTok, is Mother. Have to say, hopped on the bandwagon after their stuff got more recognition on TikTok. I spend all of my life on that stupid app.
Same.
Literally
Same.
All of it. I can't say much for them, going upwards, career-wise and such, because they've already been around for quite some time. I think one of their first albums was, like, 2012. But their music is phenomenal. They're getting a lot of attention, which is great, and it's been having me look back more at their music, into the past. Really good, but I'm looking at their Spotify. They had an album this year.
2007?
Yeah. Yeah, so even older than I thought. And yeah. Touch Up is the one that a lot of the songs from TikTok are from. Same with Oh My Heart.
I was going to say, I know...
This album is phenomenal.
Burning Pile from Oh My Heart. Yeah. And I think it is an amazing album.
It's a really good... Oh My Heart, the song, is really good. Wisdom is good. Mm-hmm. Like, the whole thing is really good. This is... I listened to a lot of Mother my freshman year of college.
Yeah.
So I definitely wasn't, like, on the train before they took off, but,
Yeah. I remember adding that song to my Spotify a while. Can I check?
You can, on your laptop,
it should... It'll see custom order, yeah.
Yeah. Mother... It'll tell you when.
Date added February 17th of this year. So.
So not even that long ago. If that feels 8 months ago. Wow. 8 months?
That was.
Nah.
It is October.
Oh my god.
Welcome to the podcast. We are recording this October 7th.
Oh my god. 8 months.
Yeah.
Why does that feel like yesterday?
Because it really was.
Oh my god, now.
Yo, side note, break in the middle of this, because we're going pretty fast.
Yeah.
You see they call it the Zodiac Killer?
Oh my god! Literally, I never watched Zodiac, I didn't watch the movie, it's in my list on Netflix, but I've always slightly followed it, not to a T, but that shit is, I don't know if we can say that.
Yeah, I can leave it out.
It's insane, and his name is
Gary. He was watching these movies. He's like, oh, they got that one wrong.
Literally. Like imagine being alive. Imagine killing people. Leaving these intense ciphers, right? And then just, like, watching movies about yourself forever.
I saw the ciphers. And dying. How they figured out the ciphers was that they took his name, took the letters of his name out of it.
What do you mean?
Like, they took Gary whatever whatever.
Mm-hmm.
When they translated it, they took the letters of his name, so they took G-A-R-Y out of
and
it.
And his last name. Like, all the letters from the
And he had, like, a middle name that they were using.
Really?
Yeah.
And they just took those all out, and then the rest of the letters that were left?
That's what I saw. I mean, there's probably more to it. They probably
I'm
just
sure there
it
is.
Down.
They're super cryptic, but... So they had to have known his name before they got that.
Wow. Well, he died in 2018.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know... Quite not literally. To endorse serial killers, but...
He got away with it.
Props to him, low-key.
Number three. My number three would not be here if it wasn't for TikTok.
Nah, never. Never in a million years.
I like I said, I put a huge emphasis on where they're going in the future and how great they're going to be. And I stand by this. Number three, I have Taylor Swift. She is killing it with all the re-releases, all the Taylor versions, all these cryptic messages. She is the new Zodiac Killer.
Oh,
because she is killing the game right now. Oh. She, all these messages, all these websites, all of the fans are like, oh my god, she winked in this one, and the last time she winked in an Instagram post, we got the new song the next day. Like, she has that control.
Wow.
All of that.
Harry Styles has control like that, but not to the degree that Taylor Swift does. Totally give her props there.
Taylor Swift has a cult following.
Oh,
I am
yeah.
a part of it. Shout out to Miss Emily Montag. Love you, miss you.
Mm-hmm.
She has a Spotify playlist called Queen Taylor Owns Me.
Yeah, no, valid. That's
yeah.
That's so valid.
Like, I'm not gonna say she never missed, because Reputation and Lover both exist. But the bounce back with Folklore and Evermore.
She came back really well. I don't listen to a lot of
She comes back like a 90s trend. That's one of her
lyrics. Oh my god, come on.
Oh my god. I love Taylor Swift.
No, she's phenomenal, and I want to be like, nah, she's got no future because she's been around for so long. The re-releases, bumping her up.
The second...
Insane.
The
I'm
second,
waiting for the...
10 minute All Too Well.
10 minute All Too Well.
I will cry. I will be crying.
I will be probably 8 seconds from, you know... Anyway,
that song will be both my saving grace and 13th reason.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I am so excited. She is absolutely killing it. I love her. Folklore, Evermore, bangers. I love Red. My favorite's 1989.
Red is really good.
I love 1989. And, you know, I'm pretty sure that's the next one that's being redone. And I am so excited.
She's got a very bright future.
Yeah.
And I can't even believe
and
she's
how old
so
is she?
West. What is she, 20?
She has to be 30.
And 30? Well, she was born in 1989, right?
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting about
that.
That
math.
She 31. Is 31.
No shot. She does not look 31.
No. The second I get Blank Space Taylor's version.
You know what? I don't like Blank Space.
All right. Thanks for listening. We're done here.
Episode's over, guys. It's not bad. It's just not...
Listen, anything she has done musically is better than Cats.
You know, I never saw Cats.
Me either.
I heard it was horrifying.
Yeah, and they wanted to animate the cat's buttholes.
Yo,
and James Corden's in it. Anything James Corden is in, I hate.
Didn't know he could act.
He can't.
He
can't.
Okay.
That's the point.
Yeah, I thought he was just a carpool.
Carpool karaoke.
Yeah.
They don't even drive. They put the car in a trailer. Did you not know that?
So what is he acting like he's driving for?
For. I don't know.
I'm about to have a meltdown right now. Oh my god.
The car is literally on a trailer being pulled around.
Not the Range Rover.
And look.
Oh my god, the cameras are through the windshield?
They're not through, they're right on them. I don't know.
I always wondered, like, how they got their shot. You know in, like, reality TV when they're, like, driving? I always wanted to know how they did that.
Well, a lot of the time they have the camera, like, on the inside.
Yeah, like, what? Like, in the corner, kind of? Like, word. Yeah. Oh my god, that's so crazy. Hot. I cannot believe that. Yeah, it's like, it's way hot in here. Like, heat stroke central.
Alright. Okay. Hold on, let me turn up. I turned up the mic volume a little bit because I thought it was a little low.
Word. Okay.
Also, because I was sitting pretty far back and I want to stay sitting back here. You're number two.
My number two. Alright. This one is, again, out there a little more so than the rest of my options. Because this is. I guess they're a band. I'm not totally sure. A band I've been listening to for, like, 3 weeks. Like, really not that long, but it's one of the only things I've been listening to, and I only know, like, 4 of their songs. It's Wild Party. They have a song called Outright. Absolute banger. For some reason, if any of you are ever listening to this, my mom is calling me. anyone that's part of Wild Party, if you're listening to this, Outright, banger, love it so much. I listen to it while I'm walking to and from class, because it's got a good, like, you know when songs have a good, like, step beat?
Yeah.
You look great.
Thank you.
It's got one of those, which is really good, and a lot of their music does. They have, I think, I want to say 1 album, and they put out a song 2 or 3 weeks back. That I actually didn't really like that much. Not that I disliked it, but they...
They're my number two, but I don't like him.
No, just that one song. They have less than 500,000 monthly listeners, so not to say I'm, like, setting a trend or anything, but... Oh, that one's so loud. Yeah, but the song I'm talking about has 34 million listens. Some of them have less. Plays. Whatever. It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
But yeah, they have... Oh. I'm just kidding. So they have 1 album from 2014, 2 singles from 2019, and then a single from this year. So I foresee them putting out new music. I can't say that for sure, but really good pop-punk-y pop stuff. You might like it. But yeah, that's my number
the
two.
The only pop-punk I listen to is Machine Gun Kelly.
That's literally not pop-punk.
I'm kidding. I hate Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh my God,
MGK, if you're listening to this somehow, pull up. I want to kick the shit out of you.
I was thinking today, literally before I came here, I was like, isn't MGK like 30 years old?
I think older.
Like older than 30s. Because I was thinking of, Killshot came on in my, like... in my headphones today.
He's the same age as Taylor Swift.
Nah. And he looks like that?
Pete Davidson's younger than both of them?
Oh, for sure. I could have told you that.
Pete Davidson looked like...
He looks aged.
Like he's 60.
He's hot, though. Anyways.
What?
Not getting into that.
Okay, we're ending it again. Like, what?
No, there's a line in Killshot that says, by 29, I had 3 albums that have... blue, and I was like, no way that in, like, 2018, 2019, whatever year it was that Killshot came out, MGK was 29.
Yeah.
He looks like a prepubescent teenage boy. So, I'm
but
not
now
understanding.
He just looks like a 50-year-old.
Now he looks like he's 50, like, and oh my god, you know that meme of Steve Buscemi, and he's got the hat on? That's MGK.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, at this point, like, he's just hiding. Like, his old man personality. He looks like, honestly, hate to be like that. He looks like he's done way too many drugs.
Yeah.
He looks like sickly, which is so upsetting.
Yeah, if you're coming through the podcast, we are not saying MGK is good. We hate him here.
Yeah, he's literally terrible. But that's okay, because we can all have differences of opinion.
Just like my opinion for my number two, which I don't think anyone will disagree with.
Literally, no.
Number two. I should have put him at number one, honestly.
I think he's good at number two.
You know what? No, I'll change him to my number one.
Okay.
And I'll put my number one at number two right now.
Edging you guys. Literally nobody's listening to us.
Welcome to our ASMR. So, my number one that I listed, but I'm putting them at number two now, Olivia Rodrigo.
Queen.
She's amazing. She has a chokehold on everyone.
Bro, literally everybody I've ever met is...
If you could show me a person who hasn't heard Good For You yet, I would be shocked.
You know what? Good For You isn't even the best one. That whole album, what was it? What was it even called? Sour. Banger. The entire thing, which is insane, because what is she, 18, 19?
Mm-hmm.
Really good, really strong, step into, I'm not like a music professional, but a really strong step into the public sphere.
Yeah.
She was already in the public eye. She was in High School Musical, the musical series or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't even know the title, what it's called. She's been acting, but really good.
Oh my God. It was
really good.
Incredible. What was your favorite song?
I want to go with Favorite Crime, but also One Step Forward, Three Steps Back. Really?
I'm a Brutal fan.
No, Brutal's good when I want to feel like a baddie. Like,
there's two people in the world, people that love Brutal and people that hate it.
I don't know anybody that hates it.
I know a lot. Usually it's the people like you that love the others.
God, it's brutal out here.
So anyway, she was my number one, but I think I'm going to drop her to number two just because, yes, I do think she's going to go very far, and that's why I had her at number one. She has arguably the brightest future ahead, but with that being said, she might fall off.
I want to hope that she doesn't.
I really hope that she doesn't either.
So much potential that she will.
Yeah.
Because she's so young still.
Yeah. Like,
but she's handling the transition very well.
Yeah. But I was thinking of, you know, when we were in high school, people were listening to Lil Pump every day. People loved him.
Oh my God, Lil Pump.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
when's the last time he put something
in? When's the last time I heard his name?
Exactly.
High school.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Think about Selena Gomez's slight singing career. Think about Demi Lovato.
Demi Lovato was not slight. Demi
Lovato had other reasons to quit.
Yeah.
But, like, still. She definitely fell off a bit. So, I'm really hoping that Olivia Rodrigo sticks around and does great.
I have a feeling she will. Selena Gomez was more, like, just to, like, hop on that.
Yeah.
She was more so when we were younger. Because I used to listen to her when we were kids, like 9, 10.
Yeah.
Selena Gomez on the scene? Don't even get me started with that.
Okay, but we need to see if Olivia Rodrigo ends up coming out like Selena Gomez, or if she ends up like Ariana Grande.
Yeah. It's not even like she's going to crash and burn. It's going to be a fizzle out, or she's going to shoot to the stars.
I'm hoping she ends up like Ariana Grande. But, you know, after my reevaluation, I think that's why I'm going to put her at number two.
Yeah.
All right.
My number one.
No. Honorable mentions first.
Honorable mentions first.
We have honorable mentions this time, people. We made sure to not have the same, and now we're doing honorable mentions.
None of them
are
the same, which is impressive, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, even the honorable mentions?
Yeah.
Wow.
We have very different music tastes.
We can't say the same for our next episode.
No. Not super different, though.
Okay.
Okay. My honorable mentions, should I just list them off?
Say a little something about them if you want to. Because I'm not going to say anything about my first three.
Mm-hmm.
But the last... I have six honorable mentions. The first three are self-explanatory.
I only have three. First is, I'll do them in a funky order. So first is Half Alive. They are somebody I found on TikTok. Fun fact, as if I haven't listened to everything else on there.
So I found this on TikTok. We should have just said our top five music artists we found from TikTok.
Literally everybody. Literally all the music I listen to. But they, it wasn't one of their songs. It was, but it was a video of them shooting a video. It's really good. Not someone I listen to super often. I think they're like brothers, the same way AJR is brothers. Yeah. I could be wrong.
Wait, AJR are brothers?
Yeah.
I thought
Adam, Ryan, and
something.
Yeah. It's like their names.
I mean, that just makes me hate AJR even more.
You know, I hate that whole little thing that people hate AJR for no reason, because I like AJR.
Bro, one of their lyrics is "Act like you know this song, everybody." Like, I used to hate on J. Cole just because it was cool to hate on J. Cole, but then I realized, like, okay, it's pretty fire. No,
J. Cole's
I listen to some AJR songs. What does AJR know about camera? No, I really dislike AJR.
I didn't like AJR until my lovely, lovely ex introduced me to them.
Of course he would like them. Of course he likes AJR.
Fun story here, everyone. My ex, awful person.
If you're listening to this, Mr. X, fight me.
And me as well. Not an awful person. Love his sister.
Oh.
Sister's a gem.
Marissa, I love you.
Wrong ex. Yo.
Oh.
Anyways.
Okay.
My ex is from high school. We haven't spoken in, oh my god, I want to say 3 years. Right?
Wait, you're saying he's not a terrible person?
No. Yeah. Alright. Not a good person. At least towards me. Anyways, whole other story. Bought him an AJR signed poster for his birthday. He didn't even care. Literally didn't even care. I should have kept that for myself.
Yeah.
For sure. Because like AJR. Have burned it. No, I should not have burned it. I put it in a frame. I got all bougie with that.
We gotta do a top five we hate. Because that's what it's turning into. Because adding to artists I hate John Bellion. And my
don't look at me.
My ex loved John Bellion and I got her tickets and
oh my god, crazy.
I was supposed to go with her to see John Bellion and I was like, oh, I'll suck it up. And then turns out Sophia had the seats like right in front of us and then we broke up, so I didn't go.
Fun fact, also bought the tickets to the John Bellion concert for my ex for Christmas. I wanted them though. So I took them and I sat behind his ex in the row behind her, at the concert. Great concert. And I sat behind his mom's friends. They were talking about them the whole time. And I thought that was super cool. Really good, really good show. I understand that you hate him. I do not.
But other honorable mentions.
Yeah. Then I'm going to go with Mom Jeans.
Really? An honorable mention? I feel like you would put them up there.
I wanted to put them up there, but here's my butt.
But
they apparently have some controversy. I'm not totally clued into it. I can't find much. I haven't done a ton of digging either. They just put out a new song. It's really good, but I always just go on Twitter, and that's the issue. Mom Jeans is a type of jeans. There's some sort of controversy that I'm not sure about. I think it was probably a grooming situation, like every other pop punk band on the face of the earth, which is not funny. I didn't mean to laugh, but
no, yeah. But I mean,
it's hard to find
already.
A pop punk band where
it's just so dumb.
It's not dumb. Oh my god,
grooming kids is dumb.
Oh no,
that's what I mean.
I thought you meant it was dumb that people like you know get uptight about it. No, grooming is like not allowed.
No grooming, like bro. Ugh. Your other honorable mention.
Anyways, last one, banger. I've been listening to them all day, actually. 5 Seconds of Summer. They could have gone up on my list. The last two albums, didn't love them. But
no,
there's a couple good songs on there. I love their older stuff. I, at heart, will always love boy bands. Same thing with, like, I could put One Direction on here, except they're broken up.
Just like you and your ex.
Anyways, guys, that's the end of the episode. No, Five Seconds of Summer, really good. I believe they're hinting at, unless they've explicitly said it.
Yeah.
Hinting at coming back.
I've seen that.
They got back in the studio. There was pictures of them there. Really love them. Great vibe to their personality. Good music.
I wanted to get into them, like, right when they came out, but then I was like, wait, this is, like my kind of thing. Yeah. Like, we're in middle school.
Yeah.
And then the only time I see them, now is if I see friends listening to them on Spotify. Yeah. Shout out to Eva. She was listening to them not that long ago.
Love that.
But yeah, I totally get that one.
Yeah.
All right. My honorable mentions. Don't Come For My Throat. Drake, Travis Scott, Kanye. Listen, they're always here. They're always good artists.
Drake is not always good.
He's not always good, but he's always around. And you will never go...
He's like the sad old dog that you see walk around the neighborhood for 15 years.
Yeah, but if you hear Look Alive, I'm going, shoot! Without doubt. All right, doubt.
Valid. You know, one of my friends doesn't... I guess he does now. He didn't know Take Care. I think I told you this.
Yeah.
That killed me. I don't love Drake. Take Care is an absolute banger. I'm putting that all on Rihanna, though.
I don't love...
Drake
don't,
wasn't there.
Listen, I don't love Drake. I don't love Travis Scott. I don't love Kanye. But yeah, I can recognize that they are all really good. Kanye and Drake just dropped the new albums, and they're... You know, I like Kanye's album. I haven't really listened to Drake's.
I haven't listened to Drake's. I listened to, like, two songs off of Donda. Didn't like it.
Listen, Off the like, Grid goes so hard. And when he says, in my backyard, I think I see Messi. That whole, that is one of the best bass drops I've ever heard in my life.
Don't know.
But, I think they're old. I don't think they're gonna be putting out much more. No.
If they put out anything else, it's gonna flop.
Yeah. Like, I'm Certified Lover Boy's kind of flopping.
It totally flopped. People are using him as a meme.
Yeah. Understandably, and I love it.
Yeah. Oh, it's so funny.
Way Too Sexy is kind of, like...
I don't know it. The only one I know is Knife Talk.
Well, people like Way Too Sexy, but they like it for Future, not Drake.
That's the one that's like, I'm too sexy for the syrup and... Yeah,
yeah, whatever. But that's...
That's not
that's
even Drake.
That's Future at that point, yeah. So, yeah. Those three, self-explanatory. And Travis Scott hasn't put out anything in so long.
But I don't mind Travis, honestly.
If he drops another thing, it's going to be one of the biggest things ever. Probably.
It'll probably be his last, is my guess. Mm. I think he's going to come out, drop something, it'll be good, maybe?
Yeah.
And then he'll be done.
I mean, I listened to Hot on repeat all quarantine long.
Not even good.
Oh, it's so great.
I have to say it, because you're going to really rip on me for this one. I love Sicko Mode.
I also love Sicko.
Okay. People
as
really
a man who likes Mo Bamba, think I don't love Sicko?
Who doesn't like Mo Bamba?
Like, honestly, I get it. It's a meme. But you hear Mo Bamba come on at a party, all the white people are going crazy.
Oh, yeah. I think that was really... It was a white people, like, literal pandemic. But, like, that was a huge thing in high school. That song.
I never heard it in high school. Yeah. When people were like, it came out when we were seniors. I'm like, what are you talking about?
No, that was
I
definitely,
did not know.
For me, that was like a end of high school, beginning of college, like, staple.
Well, you graduated a year after me, too.
So, for you, I guess it wouldn't have been high school.
But it still came out that time.
It came out, yeah.
Nico knew about it then. But Nico's actually cultured and black, so he would not.
Well, yeah.
So, yeah, those are the three. Explain for yourselves. Number four, BIA... Probably don't know her by name. She's the one who made a whole lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
I think whole lot of money
slaps. I put on my jewelry just to go to the bodega.
Yeah.
That's the only line I know.
I think she slaps, but part of me thinks she might be a one-hit wonder. I hope not. The song was great, but she doesn't have, like...
Is that it? That's all she's got?
I am not sure. I mean, if she has anything else, it's not like it's really, like, known.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
She has the album that Whole Lotta Money is on.
Yeah. And
I mean, Lil Durk's on a song. Lil Jon's on a song. That's weird. But, dang, you know, my point still stands. I don't think she's going to really pop off, but I think she was worthy of an honorable mention.
Mm-hmm.
My next one, Jack Harlow. Part of me wanted to put him on a list.
Yo, he's so sexy.
If I had a number six spot... Okay, you know what? For our next one, I have a number six, so I'm going to cheat. Jack Harlow is my number six.
You have six for the next one?
Yeah.
Dang.
I mean, it's really top five, but I'm putting an honorary number six. Okay. Okay. Like, it's not an honorable mention. It's close.
It's part of the list.
He was number five, but then I put Doja Cat there, like, recently.
I don't listen to, like I said, I don't listen to rap, but Jack Harlow does something to me. I think it's just because he's so hot.
I love Jack Harlow. I think he is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, in his song, SUV's Black on Black, he said, like, I was effing up, but now I'm back on track.
Bars.
Yeah. But, you know, he did Industry Baby with Lil Nas X.
Oh, yeah, that's a banger.
Listen, Jack Harlow, I hope he stays around, but he said in the song he messed up, and we don't know necessarily if he's gonna keep going. I really hope he does.
I hope so.
Other than my number one, I hope he's the one that sticks around most. Because Jack Harlow is great.
We didn't even do number ones yet.
I know.
That's crazy.
And then my last one, if anyone listens to rock or metal music, From Ashes to New, they made the song Through It All. That was probably their biggest song. They just dropped a new album. I still love them. Someone got kicked out of their concert and then ran their car through the ticket booth.
Oh.
Yeah, all over Twitter. And it was on, I listened to Sirius XM's Hard Rock channel and they talked all about it. But yeah, From Ashes to New, if you like hard rock, metal, anything like that, definitely recommend them.
Bird.
All right. Number one.
Number one, for me, probably won't be a surprise to anybody who listens to this that knows me, is my main man, Harry Styles. I would choke on bricks for that man. He could run me over. What is that TikTok sound? Hit your mama in the face.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh my god, there's this TikTok sound. It's like, hit my grandma with your car. Run my mama. I don't know. It's like all this stuff. Like.
I mean, I say that someone can spit on me and I would apologize.
Bro, he could run me over with a Tonka truck and I would literally say not a word. Oh my god, I adore Harry Styles. I have been crying for weeks because he's on tour and I bought tickets pre-COVID. I had a Cherry Pit ticket, then I sold it in the middle of COVID, like, probably last summer, because I was like, oh, they're gonna reschedule it, I'm gonna be at school, there's no way. And then the concert passed this weekend, and I cried really hard, because I wanted to be there so bad. He's absolutely phenomenal.
Sounds like a you problem.
Yeah, basically. Absolutely amazing. He had the best start, straight from One Direction, out of the five of them. And this is only his second album. He's got an extreme cult following by, young adult and teenage girls, mostly, but there's, you know, other people in the demographic. Like, he's just so good, bright, bright future. He's got a hold on my generation, at least the people that I talk to for the most part.
Yeah.
Like, choke hold, like, body slam choke hold on us, and I see him going very far.
Listen, he is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I am not a fan. I didn't put him on my list. I do not like him.
That's okay.
But I can definitely respect that he is going to be huger than he already is. Selling out MSG multiple days.
He sold out 5 MSG shows in 1 month.
That is, like,
he had 2 this weekend. One on the 16th, and then the 30th and 31st.
Yeah.
He's getting some sort of, like, MSG Gold Award or something I saw, because it's, like, a thing they do, like, selling out multiple shows.
He's definitely not gonna be selling out whole crowd Michael Jackson.
No.
Not Prince. Oh my god, I can't think of their name.
Queen?
Queen. Not gonna be Queen. Yeah. But he is going to be great.
Yeah.
And he's already great.
People discount him a lot because he came from a boy band and whatever. It's the same thing my dad says this to me, or he said to me like once, that Justin Timberlake was like that because he came from...
NSYNC.
NSYNC, yeah.
You don't know that?
I don't know if it was Backstreet Boys or NSYNC. Bye. Anyways. Yeah, so that's my number one. Love him to pieces.
My number one. And I'm glad I switched them.
Yeah.
I already brought him up. And this man is not going anywhere. Mm-mm. He is a happy number one, and I would not change it. And I'm upset with myself not putting him there. Lil Nas X. I have loved Lil Nas X since the first time I heard Old Town Road.
Bro, Old Town Road, still a banger. People think it's overplayed. Still good. I'll still listen to it.
Like, listen, Nico, when I brought it up to him, he's like, yeah, I know him from his SoundCloud days before that, when he was rapping about having sexual relations with women that were called female dogs. And now I'm listening to him about cuddling with a dude at night.
I have a confession. I haven't listened to the new album yet. I love Lil Nas X. I follow him on Twitter. So funny. Mm-hmm. Love it. And he's got a girl boss energy, honestly. Mm-hmm. He handles hate really well, mm-hmm. which I can commend him for.
Yeah.
I didn't listen to the album, which is such a party foul on my part. I've heard clips of the songs and full songs, like, on their own, and they're great. I just won't sit down and listen to the album.
No, I love it so much. The album is incredible. I thought his last EP was incredible, too, but this just blows it out of the water.
I know, this was insane.
Shout out to my ex. Her brother is a writer for Lil Nas X.
Yeah. Shout out.
That's insane. I can't believe that.
No, that's... It's crazy.
It's wild.
Every time I think about it, I'm like, oh my god, that's literally insane.
Yeah. But I love Lil Nas X. He is great. I want to see him live so bad. He's incredible. Like...
Yeah.
I don't... You know, he's one of the first rappers to be like, yeah, I'm gay. I need a dude to cuddle with.
Yeah.
And I mean, talking about it strictly from a business standpoint... You are hitting so many demographics right now.
Yeah.
Oh my god. That's just like industry, baby. It's a industry plant. Like, it's perfect.
Everything, his marketing team, God bless them.
Yeah.
Literally, God bless them.
Mm-hmm.
His entire, everything about him is like perfect. Like,
mm-hmm.
like the perfect celebrity.
Yeah.
And like you said, he hits a lot of demographics because,
mm-hmm.
yeah, he's, like, fairly open about being gay,
mm-hmm.
And that tends to lean left, like, liberally, but rap, you know, hits a whole other demographic.
Like, yeah.
It's people that aren't always liberal left, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
and you get people of every race, every sexuality, literally everything. You get... Everyone on earth. My mom has listened to Old Town Road. I know it for a fact.
My mom has.
She would never admit it to me, but I know for a fact she likes it.
Like, if you know a gay person and they don't like Lil Nas X, they might be lying.
They're either straight or they like Lil Nas X.
Yeah. Two people in the world. Straight people and Lil Nas X. I love Lil Nas X, easily deserving of my number one spot.
Yeah, absolutely a great pick there. But I think that's all we've got for this one.
Let us know what you guys think. Follow us on Twitter.
Like
and subscribe.
leave your comments below.
Check out my OnlyFans.
What?
Download me off Google Drive. Shout out if you know what song that's from.
I don't.
Okay, never mind. Hope you guys enjoyed.
Thanks for listening.
To the actual people that care to listen. Shout out Lily.
Shout out Lily. And shout out my friends. My friends listen to it. And my mom. Yeah. Shout out Mom for listening to my podcast. And Gabe. My brother listened to it while I was on the phone with my mom once.
Oh my god. I'm going to force my friends. So shout out to everyone. If we're sitting in the living room, look to your left. I'm sitting right there waving at you right now.
Oh, how cute.
All right. That is all for this one. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.